Welcome to Behind the Scenes with Dr. Adam Goldstein and Dr. Christy Page on Your Health. We're fortunate to have a little more time with Dr. Sam Weir, Associate Professor of UNC Family Medicine, and recent author of a little bit of a dialogue with the President of the United States and some opinions that he shared about Obamacare. Welcome to Behind the Scenes, Dr. Weir.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam.
And I guess one question I just want to ask is, when you got a phone call from the President's staff speechwriter, did you believe that they were really the president's staff speechwriter? What's that like?
It was an amazing experience. I was sitting in my office, and as usual, I share an office. There was a meeting going on in the office, and so I got the call on my cell phone, and I just walked out of the office because I couldn't believe it when he said that. But and I didn't actually question whether or not it was the White House speechwriter, but I asked him, now, what is it that you want to quote? And they were able to quote back what I had sent in on the email. So I felt like they either had somehow gotten into the website there and had
hacked the website. You didn't ask for an extra security question.
No,
like, can you please tell me your last four of your social security number?
Yeah.
Childhood pet's name.
Yeah, right.
The other question for you is just thinking more broadly. You are behind this. You're supportive. You wrote them, you know, that letter of encouragement to say, okay, it's not perfect, but keep going. You're headed in the right direction. As much opposition as there is to this thing and to the president right now, do you really believe, like in your heart of hearts, do you think in 5 years or 10 years it'll really be different?
I do. I think that we're in the midst of a huge transition now. And sure, there's a ton of opposition, and there will probably be opposition in 5 to 10 years from now. But I think that as more and more people begin to see how things are changing, that it will become more accepted. It's interesting, North Carolina, back when Medicaid was first created back in the 60s, did not want to join into the program initially. But then after a year or two, they did. And I'm hopeful that that'll happen this time around as well. Because that to me is, you know, we all know about the donut hole for Medicare pharmacy coverage. And unfortunately now in terms of income and opportunities for coverage, there's a bit of a donut hole right now with in the states where they're not expanding Medicaid. You can get through the exchanges on the individual market good coverage, but the premiums are still there. And the expansion of Medicaid to folks who are not necessarily disabled, don't have children, and are not children themselves, if we're not going to expand that, then there's a lot of folks out there that might would be eligible for Medicaid if we did expand it that are not going to have coverage initially.
You know, last question. I'm one of those patients who likes what I had, doesn't see the need for this, and I'm coming into that room to see you and say, Dr. Weir, I don't like this. How do you respond to that patient? They already have good health insurance. What do you say?
Well, I think that, and that's, I think, been one of the larger policy problems, is that for a lot of folks, they don't recognize the problems. And it is something that's fascinating to me that, you know, we all understand the piece of the elephant that we're closest to. And, you know, Adam and you and Christy and I, we see patients, we might see one or two patients who are very well off, you know, maybe they're have succeeded in business, or perhaps they've been very successful at the university, and they've got excellent coverage. But then the next patient on our schedule is someone who is just scraping to get by. And so what I try to help folks realize is, you know, you're doing pretty well in the current system, and you're going to continue to do well with whatever changes that are made. But we've got a significant portion of the population that right now doesn't enjoy any of the benefits that you may have through your current health coverage. And from my perspective is that the more of those folks that we can help get some kind of benefits, the better off we'll be down the road. You know, another key thing for me about this is that these are limited resources, and these are times limited resources. And the more money that we have to put into emergency room visits and trying to rescue folks who have developed long-term complications from their chronic diseases, the less money there are for schools, the less money there are for teachers, for our kids. And that's a sobering thought, I think.
Well, Dr. Weir, thank you for being with us today on Your Health and for taking this additional time at Behind the Scenes and for being a leader in primary care and speaking up to the president.
Thank you, Christy.